mean, again, the complexities of this defense, does being a veteran help you at all make the adjustment?
I mean, I believe playing in different schemes, you could somehow relate some stuff to different defense that you played before. I mean, but when it comes down to it, you just have to get in the playbook and learn the way that they want you to do it and just make sure you're on top of all the checks and reads so when you're out there on the field, you can make the right calls and get everybody lined up.
Thanks.
You played in the NFC North for a while. There's rumors out there right now. Favre's coming to the Jets. What goes through your mind when you think about the possibility that he'd be back in the same division as you again?
I mean, you know, it's fun to play against Brett. I mean, he's one of the best quarterbacks to play the game. I mean, he's actually from 15 minutes where I'm born and raised in Mississippi. So, you know, I always love the opportunity to play against him. Just because I know folks from home are going to definitely be watching that game. So, you know, it's always fun. I mean, he's a great player. You always like to play against the best.
How much tougher do you think he can make another team? I mean, how what he brings to the game, what he could step in and do. I mean, what do you think that he could add to a team like the Jets or any other team?
I mean, you know, just a player his caliber to win a Super Bowl and go to as many Pro Bowls as he's gone to and, you know, just be the type of player he is. I mean, he'll always add to whatever team he's going to play with. I mean, you know, you just like to have a guy who's a great leader like that and who can make plays when he's out there on the field.
As a defensive back, he's kind of tough too, right? Because he's running around and maybe you come up a little bit, make you take a false step, something like that.
I mean, you always have to be prepared. You know, he can throw deep at any moment and things like that. He'll make any throw and is not scared to make any throw. So, I mean, you know, he's a fun guy to play against.
How comfortable are you in these first few days at lining up at linebacker? Your list is safety. You mostly played safety, but how comfortable are you at that position?
You know, I'm comfortable. You know, I've been studying the playbook and making sure I'm on top of all the checks and all the reads. And so when I get up in there and my number's called, I have to go up in there and perform and, you know, butt heads with the lineman, do whatever it takes just to make plays. And so, you know, I feel good about it. And it's just one of those things where I just have to keep working hard each and every day and just try to get a little bit better each and every practice.
You lean on Bruschi a lot. If you guys are lined up together, he's been in the system for 12 years. How much communication have you had with him on learning?
I mean, I communicate with him all the time. Also, AD, Vrabel, all those guys, you know, they try to give me insight whenever they have the opportunity to, whether it's things in pass coverage or things, you know, playing run games. And so, you know, I try to ask as many questions as I can just to try to get a leg up because this is the most important time to learn is right now in training camp.
How unique is Rodney's experience in that regard? Because he's done what you're doing.
I mean, Rodney's a big help. I mean, because Rodney, he knows all the ins and outs of the secondary, all the ins and outs of playing up close to the ball. I mean, so I could definitely lean on Rodney along with all those other guys just so if I have any question to get on top of it before I step on the playing field.
Did you take any notice last year that he was playing some linebacker for them?
When we're in the season, when you're in another team, you're just focusing on what you have to do, your assignment, and the team that you have to play that week. I mean, so you really don't pay attention. But once I got in here, you know, I try to watch as much film as possible and watch him on the field, see the reads he was making, the movements he was making, just to try to, you know, get a leg up.